Let's listen to the Democratic debate over Obamacare. Republicans, of course, have promised to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Democrats talk of it differently. Hillary Clinton, presidential candidate, has proposed to expand and improve it. Bernie Sanders has a different approach, which he describes as Medicare for all. And that is prompting much discussion, as NPR's Allison Kojak reports.
Healthcare for all. It's always a big applause line on the stump, and it delivered when Senator Bernie Sanders spoke recently at Eastern Michigan University.
I believe that the U.S. should do what every other major country on earth is doing, and that is guarantee health care to all people as a right.
Sanders basically wants to nationalize the U.S. health insurance industry. Any American could go to the doctor or fill a prescription, and Uncle Sam would foot the bill. Get rid of copays, get rid of deductibles, and get rid of lots of forms. And Sanders says he can pay for it by raising people's taxes by 2.2% and charging employers 6.2% of their payroll. Steffi Woolhandler is an MD and professor of public health at Hunter College of the City University of New York. She says the system will be more efficient without private insurers.
The medical insurance industry is really a group of middlemen. There's no need to have middlemen between paying for care and actually receiving care.
She says a healthcare system that covers everyone is clearly in the public interest.
Single-payer plans in other countries are affordable. They're running at 40% lower costs on a per capita basis than what we spend in the United States.
But many liberal economists aren't buying it. Like Jared Bernstein, who is a top economic advisor to Vice President Joe Biden until 2011.
I like the goal of the plan. I'm not sure the numbers add up, but the aspirations add up.
Bernstein says Sanders is on to something when he says getting rid of insurers could help reduce what the United States spends on health care. Hundreds of billions each year goes to administrative costs, profits, and marketing. But getting there would mean displacing a huge industry.
The government would make public something like 8 or 9% of the economy that's currently private. That would be hugely disruptive to those on that private side.
Bernstein says such a plan could never pass Congress, so it's more realistic to work with the system we have.
I would probably spend more time and energy as a progressive fighting to keep and improve the Affordable Care Act than I would fighting for single payer.
Bernstein is one of the sympathetic voices. Many other Democrats have published scathing analyses and openly bashed Sanders' plan. Austin Goolsbee was chairman of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors. He says Sanders overestimates the savings and underestimates the tax increases. And he says people should be a little more skeptical.
If you promise I'm going to take you to the finest French restaurant and give you Chateaubriand, and it's only going to cost you $2.79, it's right to be a little skeptical and say, how do I know you're not just going to give me a Wendy's spicy chicken wrap and call it a day?
Goolsbee is one of four leading Democratic economists who've written an open letter to Sanders calling his economic assumptions extreme. The group says Sanders' promises undermine the credibility of the Democratic Party. The skeptics are also a little weary of fighting over health care.
I was there when we were doing Obamacare, and that was a really hard job. The thought of refighting that battle does make me nervous.
The Sanders campaign clearly knows this and says critics are just establishment voices that don't want to disrupt the status quo. Allison Kojak, NPR News, Washington.